Following multiple train fires, SEPTA is working its way through inspecting more than 220 rail cars by a Halloween deadline imposed by federal officials. The agency's Andrew Bush says crews are working around the clock to get the job done, but they're only through about a third of the way through the inspections.
We're just going to keep working and see where we're at as we're heading toward the end of next week. But the pace of the inspections has picked up. We get through between 8 and 10 a day.
Bush says they're still trying to find some used cars being decommissioned by other agencies that have some life left to bridge the gap until SEPTA can buy new vehicles. A consultant hired by U.S. Steel found high-pressure water used in a maintenance procedure exceeded the valve's pressure rating before a fatal explosion in August. Two workers died in the blast, the company's Clairton Coke Works. From the Allegheny Front, Reed Frazier tells us more.
According to the consultant's preliminary report, workers were using high-pressure water to flush a gas valve at the plant on August 11th. The report found the high pressure led to a sudden and complete rupture of the valve, resulting in the deadly explosion. U.S. Steel had previously used low-pressure steam to clean the valve, which was originally built in 1953 and refurbished about 10 years ago. The report found U.S. Steel did not have a specific procedure for using high pressure to flush the valve, but it found the company does have a procedure that it should have used to evaluate the change from low pressure to high. The company didn't respond to questions about why it had switched to high pressure for the procedure, but in a statement it said it's ended the practice pending review. The head of the United Steelworkers Union that represents workers at the plant declined to comment. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
A beautiful afternoon in Philadelphia, right now 70 degrees with sunny skies. Overnight, we could see some clouds move in. Late tonight, a chance for some showers, temperatures getting down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler. Highs only get to around 60 on Wednesday.